Yes, indeed, and we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of light with you, and we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with each of you in all of the ways that we are doing so here today. And as we enter into this conversation, we do want to welcome you to our conversations about the right time and the right place, and this is where we begin. Obviously, from a certain physically oriented perspective, the very first question that you might have in a series of conversations about right time and right place is, how can I tell that this is the right time and the right place? Our answer is very simple, and we're not asking you to believe us. We're just asking you to entertain the idea. The answer is simple. You know it's the right time and the right place because it's where you are right here and right now. To talk about right time and right place is to talk about who you are as the creator of your reality. You are an extension of source energy. You are an extension of source energy having a very delicious physical experience filled with all sorts of amazing contrast. And your physical experience is created through the different ways in which you give your attention to this, that, or the other. But no matter what is going on, no matter how you got here, no matter what is happening or will happen or you think might happen or you're afraid will happen and don't want to happen, this is the right time and the right place. You are here now at the center of all that you are creating. You, as an extension of source energy, cannot be in the wrong time or the wrong place. Source energy being all that is, being unconditional love flowing out in all directions. Source energy cannot be somewhere where it is not supposed to be. Right time and right place is all about you seeing the perfection of the moment that you're in. And not just the perfection of the moment, but allowing that idea to flow out and to begin to touch other things that you tend to think about pretty regularly, such as, I'm not doing this right. Now, if you're in the right time and the right place, that can't possibly be true. Another idea that you might have that this will touch upon is, I don't know what I'm doing. Also not true. You're in the right time and the right place, so how could you not know what you're doing? Now, it is quite possible that you can ignore not only what you do know and your own inner brilliance, which is amazing. It's also possible that you can ignore the rightness of here and now and the perfection that you're in and the fact that you are the creator of your own reality. And that's not much of a stretch for any of you because you all know what that's like. You all know what it means to say, this is all just happening to me. It's all random. It's all coincidental. None of it is something that I'm creating. You all know what that means. You've practiced it for many years. As you're letting go of that and turning into the direction of who you really are and realizing where you are and what time it is and realizing that you are here and right now is now and these are the only places and times that exist, it's not possible for you to be anywhere else but here and now. As you begin to realize this, it will begin to seep out into other parts of your experience, into other aspects of your reality. One of the things that we might think, or rather one of the things that we think might be quite interesting for you, is to notice that you are not only in the right place at the right time, in the right way, in the right situation that is right for you, but that it's also the case for everyone around you. So if you seem to be in conflict with someone else, all that's happening is this conflict is the way you're working out something that you actually want. Likewise for your friend, whoever that may be. If you find yourself butting up against something that seems to be implacable or unmovable, it's only because you haven't stopped long enough to relax into the inevitability of the forward movement that's always happening through you. Just because you don't seem to know what to do doesn't mean that you're not connected to who you are. All that it means is that you don't know what to do right now. And that is the right thing right here at this right time and right place. As we go through this series of conversations, what you will probably notice is that one of the things that we're talking about, without never really using this word, but it's always around and always within everything that we're saying here, is the concept of forgiveness. Not forgiveness from that place of, I finally decided that what you did to me is not as bad as I thought, which is not really forgiveness. It's a kind of condescension. And not forgiveness from this perspective of, I did everything wrong, so I will internalize it, because that's not forgiveness either. That's just a way of flagellating yourself. What we're talking about is forgiveness is the awareness that what seems to have been harmful actually never happened, not in the way that it was perceived. If you're perceiving harm, if you're perceiving wrong time, wrong place, wrong situation, you haven't yet found a way to perceive it that will liberate you, not the other person, but you. If you feel like something has been done to you that you didn't like, that you wish had not happened, and you're holding the other person responsible in a way that doesn't allow them the freedom to be who they are, you will find yourself in the same jail that you're putting them in. But when you recognize that you are in the right time and the right place, and that this has always been the case, then you are liberated. We're not going to spend a lot of time focusing on that, because that is kind of the uphill way of looking at where you are right now. What is much easier to do, and much simpler and much more straightforward, is to just simply look at where you are, regardless of what happened before, and regardless of what you think is going to happen, and to declare that you are in the right time and the right place. So today, as you're going through your day, we do have an invitation for you. We invite you to think about what it is that you are wanting, and what it is that you are willing to have, and what it is that you are thinking you can't have but you do want, and to recognize how those things are organized for you right now. Some of them may seem very far away. Some of them may seem like fantasy ideas. Some of them may seem like very, very real possibilities that are right in your path. And some of them may be things that are unfolding already. Regardless of where you are in relationship to them, today, as you're thinking about what you want, what you have, what you don't have, we invite you to think about all of those things within the context of being in the right time at the right place. So if you're in the right time and the right place right now, the things that you are creating are also in their right states of manifestation. If you begin to acknowledge that with as many things as you can, and you begin to notice this is exactly right, you're not freezing everything in place, which is what we know most of you are afraid of. What you actually will be doing is you will be liberating them from the resistance that you've offered by saying, I don't have it yet, it's not here. That is what keeps it away. What allows you to have it is to say, I am in the right place, this is the right time, this is the right way, this is the right situation, this is precisely what I have been wanting. This is precisely what I have been calling forth. And I will be having more and more and more and more of this. So today, we answer the question, how can I tell this is the right time and right place? By saying simply, you can tell because it's where you are. No situation, no circumstance can guarantee that for you. It's an awareness that is solely driven from within, because situations and circumstances reflect back to you what you were thinking when you created them. And if you were thinking, this is not the right thing for me, this is not the right time, the right place, the right situation, that thing will continuously remind you of that, vibrationally speaking. Now, you're not locked into that forever. You can always turn to anything that you have or anything that you are creating and say to it, you are in exactly the right state of manifestation for me. This is exactly right, because I am in the right time and the right place, and everything around me is in a perfectly manifested state. There is nothing wrong here. There are things I want more of, things I want less of, things I like, things I don't like. I have very powerful preferences. But everything here is in a perfect state of manifestation. Today is a very good day to notice that about the things that you have, that you want, that you're creating more of, that are imminent, that you're in the middle of awakening to, that you're in the middle of opening up to, that you're in the middle of having. And say, you are in the right state, the perfect state of manifestation. This is the right time, the right place. These are the right things. This is the right person. I am in precisely the right space. And as good as this is, and it's really amazing, it's only going to be getting better from here. So, once again, we find ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to have been connecting with each of you in all of the ways that we have done so here today. And as always, we very much look forward to the next time that we are able to do so again. And until that very delicious and very wonderful time, we do bid you all a very fond farewell.